He's with me now. Morning, Peter.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. Saying ride the highs, Lavendi. You won the derby with him in the autumn, and then unfortunately, the spring he was in the paddock.
Yeah, look, that was by choice. You know, like I suppose we could have had him back if we really, really wanted to, but advice from the vets is to be conservative, and we chose to be that way. And I think, I don't think we've done ourselves any harm because the horse has come back in impeccable order, and there's no worries of anything going forward. So I'm really looking forward to this next preparation with him. He's up in Sydney, prepping up for the carnival. The unfortunate thing is going to be that we're going to bump into Winks a couple of times here and there, and you know she's just a genetic freak, and you know if we have to concede to be a place getter behind her, so be it. But you know we just got to focus on our horse and go from there.
Peter, what are you going to target with him? Because he looks the sort of horse on his previous prep. Once you get out to 2000 and beyond, he was terrific.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, he's a borderline stallion prospect. And if I could, I would love to win a short 1400 or 1600 metre group race with him. I mean, he's a Group 3 winner over a mile, but just doesn't seem to have the status. Ideally, if we can get a Group 1 under his kilt over the shorter distance, it just cements his place in Victoria or Australia as a stallion. And we know he can stay. There's no question there. He's a tough, gritty bugger, and he doesn't lie down easy. So, you know, initially, these initial early races, probably the Polo Stakes and the Chipping Norton are the two sort of main focuses for the minute. And then we've just got to make a decision on which way we go from there, whether we tackle the Randvet and the Tancred or we go the other way and have a crack at the Queen Elizabeth. So it's food for thought there, and we've got to make some decisions, but we'll be guided by him and his initial couple of runs and we'll see where he's at.
Now, you mentioned how tough he was. I tell you, another horse you got in the camp that's pretty tough, and he goes all right first up. Malagwira ran a great race in the Winterbottom.
Yeah, it was good to see him bounce back to some of his old form. He's in mint condition at the moment. Like, he's really come through that run well. He came back, had a couple of weeks off. He had a trial Monday, just gone. He was very emphatic in that trial. He sat wide, he controlled the trial, and he ran away from him under a nice hold. He kicks off his autumn campaign in Australia Stakes, which a race he's previously won. Fingers crossed we can get a win back under his belt and get him back in the zone. And yeah, we've got some. We're looking to sort of maybe step him out over a bit more ground this time in. I believe being an older horse, probably lost that little bit of zip, but seems to show a little bit of qualities in sticking out to a bit more distance, I think. So, pretty keen to try him. You know, like Australia Stakes first up, and then the Futurity's an option over 1400 going forward. And then, you know, we've got a few little targets for him beyond that point. But just initially, we're just going to focus on those two runs for the minute and just see what results we get and what sort of feel the jocks give us and the reports back, and you know whether we just tackle him around that 14, maybe even 1500 metre mark. You know, the George Ryder is a race that would be right up his alley if he can get out to a bit more trip. So,
Pete, you got another 7-year-old there. You'd love a stable full of these, illustrious lad. But he's been a group winner and tough and consistent.
Yeah, look, he's honest. He keeps putting his hand up. It's just unfortunate. His last run, he won in Adelaide. It was a great win. He's had a couple of runs since. His last run, I thought he loomed up to win at Flemington. He just felt the ground late, unfortunately, and it just sort of pulled him up. But, God, in every, like, majority of his races, he's very consistent and honest, and he's never beaten fast. So, you know, he's been a grand old horse for us. Hopefully, you know, he's probably got another 12 months in him, and and hopefully we can get some more, get a win or two more. He's definitely paid his way, even though he hasn't won for a while. Like he had that one win over the last 2 years. But he's still earned some good money. He ran second in the Skilachi Stakes, where he earned $90,000, and his win in Adelaide the other day was $60,000. So you put that together, that well and truly pays for him for the next 4 or 5 years, so to speak. You know, so he's doing his job.
Terrific. Well, look, Peter, good luck with Lavendi. We look forward to that, because between him and Malaguirre, you could have a nice autumn carnival.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget that little pocket rocket that just keeps mowing them down, Mossendale. Like he's an emphatic little horse, that horse. Like his last preparation, and I touched on him because he just keeps presenting himself and he keeps raising the bar on his own accord. And his last three wins last time in were by margins, like two lengths or better. And his turn of foot each time, I argue that there's not many other horses away from Winx, who's just an absolute superstar. But you know, horses like around that mark, I haven't seen any really show the turn of foot that he can show late in his races, when he's been able to sort of just build in his races and fill up. And when he lets down, he puts them away in a blink of an eye and wins pulling up. So there's got to be some upside in that horse. And it would not surprise me if he ends up a Group 1 winner at the end of his career.
Gee, that's fantastic. All right, there's the lead. He put three together before he went for the spell after winning the Craven Plate. So Mossendale, we'll look forward to him when he returns.
Yeah. Good on you. Yeah, it's exciting, Sean. It's an exciting horse.
Good on you, Pete. Good luck, and we look forward to seeing you here in Sydney.
Thanks for having us on your show.